What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's quick video, because it's going to be under 10 minutes, is called Giuliani is a CIA actor, and I wouldn't be surprised if he was actually on set with me back in my Hollywood days. So you guys should know by now that reason why I'm here 20 years later is because I was working with CIA, Mossad, and what we now know as ISIS. Now, unbeknownst to me, I had no idea that's what they were doing. And then when I saw the work I was doing out in Hollywood being used in ISIS propaganda 2013 and beyond, that's when I was like, oh my god, I can't believe they're doing this. And that's what got me going to where I am today. So I'm back here in small town USA. It's a nice and cool. It's like 56 degrees. It's a cold front coming along. Guys, it was 90 degrees here. Like 2 days ago, it was 90 degrees. And then all of a sudden, it's like 50-some degrees, you know. Yeah, somebody's playing with the weather, but that's not the point of this video. So,
back here in small town
USA. I'm back in the food truck. I'm gonna see if I can make it work here in small town. I mean, the way I see it, guys, I'm only selling one thing. I'm selling chicken over rice, which is very popular in New York City, by the way. So, chicken over rice, guys, is gonna be served in this, nice and big. You get rice on the bottom. Then, on top of it, you get chicken and a little bit of a spring mix going on. You get our garlic sauce that everybody loves. And for $15, dude, this is enough to feed you for a whole day. And you might even have enough for tomorrow, depending on how much you eat. So that's all I'm selling, dudes. Like in Colombia, guys, in Colombia, I'm selling chicken wings. I'm going to be doing chicken tenders soon. It's just that the economy here in America is like really bad. You know, the reason why I left D.C., Philly, and New York back for small town USA is because I went from making $150 a day to $50 a day with DoorDash. Because people just don't have any money anymore. You know, even though the government is going to open up, I don't think people are going to have the same type of, I don't think people are going to have the same type of trust when the government opens up as they did before. Because here's the thing, dudes, like, if the government can go like this and no paycheck, no SNAP, no EBT, well, they can do it again, and they can do it again. So a lot of people are not going to go back spending like cray-cray like they did before the government shut down. And as you guys know, I got a restaurant in Colombia. Thanks to you guys, it's doing a lot better. Dude, my restaurant in Colombia makes more in American dollars than this motherfucking food truck does in a day, you know. If I can make like $50 or $60 in like 3-4 hours... of being in the truck, working on the internet a little bit, making video for you guys, scrolling up and down Twitter, then it's worth it, you know. As you guys know, I'm running for Congress, District 6. I'm just waiting for the dispute money to get back into my account so I can pay off all the content creators. After that, I'm gonna focus on the campaign. As you guys know, I'm going against Randy Fine. And this time around, dudes, yeah, things are going to get serious campaign-wise. By the way, guys, I am thinking seriously of rewrapping this truck for my campaign, you know. So, yeah, imagine driving a food truck around town with your campaign on it. I don't think anybody has ever done that in the history of America. I might be the first. But anyways, let's get back into the point of this video that Giuliani was a CIA actor. Guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. ISIS stands for Israeli Secret Intelligence Services. Like, Mossad created Hamas. They created ISIS. They created Al-Qaeda. A lot of people are like, oh, I can't believe that Taco is with a terrorist now. By the way, TACO stands for Trump always cucks out, you know. He talks a big game, but he doesn't deliver, you know. So, yeah. Giuliani always was a CIA actor. And again, dudes, Giuliani is about the same age I am. I think he might be like a year or two younger than me. Guys, I would not be surprised if Giuliani was a background extra with me back in my Hollywood days, because there's a lot of Arabs like him. Now, the reason why I told the CIA to go fuck themselves when they wanted me to work for them, guys, if I went down the CIA path when they asked me to work for them, dudes, I could have been like the ruler of Syria or fucking Egypt or some fucking Arab country, Libya by now, you know? But here's the thing. Now, if you guys look at Jelani, he doesn't look happy. He looks like it's all doom and gloom. And the reason why it's all doom and gloom for Jelani, guys, it's because he's going to hell. See, God in the Quran says, if you take the Christians and the Jews who have taken each other as allies, that's it. You are no longer part of Team God. You're on Team Satan. So Jelani now has money, he has fame, he has everything, but he's gonna go to Jahannam. There is no coming back from this, guys. I know a lot of people say, God forgives, God forgives. When you go like this to Allah, he does not forgive that, okay? Now, you can go like this to Allah when he, like, overburdens you and shit like that, you know, as a temporary thing, yeah. But when you say, hey, Allah, I'm going to the other side, that's when Allah's like, yeah, well, there's no coming back, homeboy. So, this is why Jelani, in all his pictures, guys, Jelani, he's not happy, he's not smiling. You guys have to understand, dudes, like, this is even more proof, okay? Jelani was just a regular person. He probably was on a Hollywood set, just like I was. And the CIA was like, hey man, here's $120,000, you wanna come work with us? And you know, fucking 20 years later, he's now the president of Syria. Trust and believe, guys, Jelani knows that he sold his soul out. He knows that there's no going back, okay? Jelani can't say, hey man, I'm gonna do the right thing and not deal with the Jews. They'll assassinate him. So, it's over for Jelani, guys. Like, what can I tell you, dudes? Like, Jelani was a CIA actor from day number one. This wasn't some guy who was a real terrorist and then he became pro-America because we decided to, like, bribe him a little bit. Jelani was a CIA actor from day zero. Not day number one. From day zero, he was a CIA actor. Okay, guys? Al-Qaeda, ISIS, they are all created by the CIA. They're all operated by the Jews. Some people might believe in that shit. Mentally ill Muslims might actually believe in that shit. Just like communism, guys. Like, look at Mamdani. Mamdani says, I'm a communist. I'm a proud communist. What's the first thing Mamdani did when he became mayor-elect? He hired all the greedy corporate people that other mayors had. So everything that Mamdani is not even mayor officially yet. He didn't even get to be the mayor in office yet. He's just mayor-elect, and yet within 48 hours after winning his mayoral election, he did a complete 180-degree turn. Now, Mamdani knows it's a fucking scam from day number one. Guys, Mamdani was always one of them. Mamdani is an actor. His mom is a fucking Zionist film producer. Mamdani, like me, is an actor. He knew it was a scam from day zero, yet all the idiots out there who believed in him and made him into mayor, they're like, oh shit, we fell for it again. Yeah, my nigger, you fell for it for what? Maybe the 7,000th time by now, dudes? So, at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand this and understand this really good, okay?
Anyone
promoted by the media or the government is in on it. Opposite of that, look at me, guys. Look at my Twitter channel. It ain't going nowhere. Alright, guys, so follow me on Twitter if you get a chance. It's Amar for North Amar for Congress on Twitter.